Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, beginning a new series for us over the next few weeks, our reporter Brian O'Connell is going to be looking at the impact COVID has had on some of our tourism and tourist areas. We know it's been a devastating year for the industry, but how has it impacted on the ground and what can be done to salvage some sort of season this summer? And will the tourist product locally survive? Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
You want to start in Cove, in County Cork. Why did you choose Cove?
Well, I'm here on a quite chilly yet calm spring morning on the pier here in Cove. I think if you're looking for a tourism success story over the last 20 years, then Cove is a really good example. It's a town that has an incredible history. It has links, for example, to two of the most significant maritime stories of the last 100 years, the Titanic, the Lusitania. It's got incredible architecture, a world-class port. Just out in front of me here is a former convict depot in Spike Island. The Hall Boland Naval Base is on my right-hand side. And it's got a really fantastic local community. I have to say that because there's a couple of them sitting on a bench very close to me here. But I suppose for a long time, Cove was very reliant on industries such as steel and pharmaceutical. And then they launched a strategic plan about 20 years ago, and it's really transformed itself into a tourist destination again, particularly for cruise ships. And then a year ago, of course, the rug was pulled under Cove, like so many towns. All that tourist infrastructure, hotels, heritage centres, the Spike Island facility, it's all essentially been on hold since. So let's begin quayside in Cove with Conor Moles. Conor is Chief Commercial Officer of the Port of Cork. And he outlined, Claire, just how well the area had been doing with those cruise tours before COVID hit.
In 2010, 50 cruise ships. Last year in 2020, we had booked 100 cruise ships. And of course, only two of those came across because of the impact of COVID. So it's been a quite stark impact, negative impact on both the Port of Cork and indeed Cove.
And is the difficulty, Conor, so we try and project forward as much as anyone can for the next 12 to 18 months, is knowing when that cruise business might come back?
It is quite difficult, and we do, of course, try and keep our pulse on the industry and we speak with the industry bodies. The safe return of cruise is under significant question and will be until at least 2022.
Any idea what the business was worth to Cove, for example?
Passengers spent on average about €80 during their visit here, and a crew person up to about €30. And in general terms, we're looking at in the region of 14 to 15 million euros annually spent. We had quite extensive plans to extend our capability here in terms of a second cruise berth, but that now is just not on the horizon at all.
Put on your projecting forward hat for me. When are we going to see a cruise ship docked in Cove?
Our best case scenario, strong ambitions, maybe a return of one or two ships in late 2021. I would say, if I was a betting man, that we're probably going to see a return in some way of cruising in 2022.
Isn't it amazing? So you go from possibly 100 ships to hopefully one or two at the end of the year.
It's, in my career in the maritime industry, I have seldom seen such an impact in such a short space of time.
It must be hugely frustrating. I could see it over the last 5 to 10 years. It was really building and building and building and building here to something very significant.
100%. And indeed, cruising was an integral part of the Port of Cork's business model. But we have an appetite to do it. But of course, a lot of this will depend on the international arena and how COVID is handled.
And Brian, as Conor was saying there, when you're talking about cruise tours, the what's really important is just how far the spend reaches in the area and beyond.
Absolutely. I mean, crew, passengers, they mightn't go on day trips. They might come back and spend locally. For example, I live in Blarney, Clare, and we know when a cruise ship has landed in Cove because they're bussed out the villages like Blarney. So that spend is spread out, if you like, around parts of Cork. Now, there's lots of efforts underway already in the US. There's new restrictions being issued to try and resume the cruise line business. So cruise liners will have to have facilities, for example, to identify, isolate and treat any cases that might get through. So there are plans in place, but it's going to take time. And in the meantime, people are hoping the domestic market can somehow fill the gap. I suppose the concern is many businesses who have made investments or have put well-structured business plans in place based on projections, they're in limbo in a sense here locally. I did travel around Cove with local auctioneer and head of the Chamber of Commerce, Joanna Murphy. I suppose one positive she highlighted was how many more people are actually staying locally and reappreciating their own area. The challenge will be to keep all all that tourist infrastructure in place. This is Joanna Murphy.
It took 20 years for Cove to become a tourist town, with the Heritage Centre, the Titanic experience, obviously the Spike Island development.
But how hugely frustrating must it be to have built that up over 20 years strategically, and suddenly the rug is pulled from under you?
Very frustrating, because we had such, like, 2019 was an excellent year. People will bounce back, and I think the government have been very good, I must say, in regards to helping these businesses keep themselves going, you know. And until the majority of this country is vaccinated, people will be nervous. A lot of people wouldn't realise that there's nearly 20,000 people living on the Great Island. And I suppose back in 2019, we're all busy with work. We get up for work in the morning, go to work at 7, come home, collect our kids. We don't get to see where we're living. Uh-huh. And obviously life stopped. Pandemic happened, life stopped, people couldn't go to work. And they got then to explore Cove, because now they had the time. Everyone's walking here now, everybody. A lot of people came from around the country down to Cove. Look, that's what helped Cove, but it didn't make up for, like, you know, it's not going to make up for everything we've lost.
Sure.
The main thing is, once the restaurants can open, and hopefully the pubs and the shops and liquidity, is the best we can do. We're going to have to make the best out of a really bad situation.
Do you see any movement then in holiday homes, for example, people's second home?
Definitely. I would say, obviously, in my capacity as an auctioneer in the town, 70% of my sales were to be people who are moving to Cove from up the country. And likewise, if you talk to any auctioneer, even down in West Cork, you can't get a house down there because people now are buying. The Cove has just got such a nice geography, such a nice layout. We're a city, if you think about it. We're a town 25 minutes from the city, sitting in the second biggest natural harbour in the world. Like, that's our key selling point, and that's not going to change.
So that's local auctioneer Joanna Murphy. Now, while it's quite calm today and fresh in Cove, it was fairly wet and windy when I was here last week as well, Claire, and I dropped into a booking office for the Spike Island pier here, which is just on Cove. So I met the manager, John Crotty. He was coming to terms with just what a year it's been. For example, Fáilte Ireland and Cork County Council had already put €6.5 million into that incredible tourist destination. Given the huge success, there are two more phases, a possible investment of up to €40 million for that site. All of that really might have to be reassessed, as the business plan has essentially been thrown overboard for now. This is John Crotty.
Good morning.
How are things?
We're standing here in Cove in the new ticket office for Spike Island.
Right on the pier.
Right on the pier, yeah. We were delighted. We were able to work with Port of Cork to be able to deliver a departure point right across from the island.
And Spike Island has been an incredible story over the last few years, hasn't it, in terms of your numbers? They've been growing.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. We've actually tripled our numbers since we opened in 2016, going from 27,000 to 81,000.
How are the tourism projections looking for this year?
Needless to say, there's not as much optimism as there would have been. We would have hoped to take somewhere in the region of 50,000 to 60,000 visitors. That would have been about 40% down for us. But as the year continues, I think that number is dropping and dropping.
Because we're looking now perhaps at a narrow enough window in terms of staycations over the summer, aren't we?
We are. I mean, it's starting to look an awful lot like last year.
It obviously has an impact on ye directly in terms of jobs and in terms of how many people you can have employed on the site, but in terms of the local economy.
Oh, massive. I mean, we estimate that we bring in about 6 million for the Cove economy. So it's not just jobs on the island and not just a reduction in our workforce, but there's a knock-on effect in a town like Cove, which has worked so hard to reposition itself for the tourism market. You'd be quite optimistic that you'd see certainly some level of the standard domestic and a large amount of the international. But unfortunately, a lot of that international trade takes years to generate. You know, an American visitor is not going to book a visit for 6 months' time. They're going to book for 1, 2, 3 years time. So it will be a slow road for some of those markets.
And is there a worry then that okay, the tourism comes back, but the infrastructure here, the cafes, the bars, the restaurant, that it's severely diminished?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, with every single month that passes, you're increasingly worried we're not going to see some businesses reopen. I think the two things really are clarity and understanding exactly when we can get back up and running. Very, very frustrating for anybody trying to run a business to make plans around leaks and uncertainty, you know. We need absolute clarity on what it's going to look like for the next 6 months. And at least then, however bad it looks, at least then you can plan a business around that.
John Crotty there talking to Brian O'Connell, and that was Cove. We'll also be dropping into Dingle and West Clare over the coming weeks to see what plans are in place and how local people are adapting. Brian O'Connell, thank you very much for that report. And for